Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there is some good news from the Middle East. Yes, there are several hundred Americans and people of other nationalities who have gotten out of Gaza. This is partially the work of a decision by Israel, which is facilitating their exit, their escape. But also the Egyptian government, which is beginning to cooperate a little bit more in trying to reduce civilian casualties. Meanwhile, Israel has devised a new means to reduce its own casualties. The headline, Israel sends robots to destroy Hamas terror tunnels as troops surround Gaza City. There are items of good news about the Israelis actually making progress. Here in the United States, anti-Semitism remains a big issue, as does isolationism. It's fascinating, by the way, how much anti-Semitism and isolationism were linked in the 1930s, which was another big time for isolationism, how much that was related to people who were open Jew haters. We'll be talking about the threat of isolationism with George Will, the one and only, perhaps the most influential conservative columnist in the country. We'll also be speaking a little bit later with Kevin Williamson of the Dispatch, of National Review, of elsewhere, talking about the difference between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism, or is there a real difference? There's also brand new Quinnipiac University polling, and Joe Biden receives 39% support. Trump receives 36% support. And here's the big surprise about this poll. Okay, follow. Joe Biden, 3 points ahead of Trump, both very close. That's within the margin of error. 39 for Biden, 36 for Trump, and 22 for, well, who do you think? Cornel West? Could it be Dean Phillips, the new Democratic congressman who was running against Biden? Could it be, well, you name it, Jill Stein maybe running again as the candidate of the Green Party, since Cornel West is running as an independent? No, it's Robert Kennedy Jr. Now, the fact that he receives 22% of the overall electorate, which means that he is within striking distance of winning second place in place of Donald Trump. Trump at 36%, Kennedy at 22%. Who's he taking votes from? And who are the people who support Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? I was stunned to see that he was speaking at Hillsdale College. And I was stunned about that because they have such a distinguished history of speakers, not, including myself. I've spoken at Hillsdale a total of more than 10 times. And it's a wonderful place to speak, and you feel very honored to be there. Why Robert Kennedy? And apparently he's going to be speaking on his views of public health, which are, to say the least, very, very controversial. Meanwhile, there is more on this idea of sending robots to destroy Hamas terror tunnels. This is from TheExpress.com in the United Kingdom. They repeat that Hamas terror fighters use the tunnels to move around Gaza. But Israeli forces have deployed robots and various explosive devices to destroy Hamas tunnels and to kill terrorists, according to local media. This, by the way, raises a very important point that was appeared on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today, is they have claimed that the official Hamas numbers are that there have been 8,700 people killed by Israeli assaults. What the Journal is making clear, and lesser publications have not made clear, is that's not 8,700 civilians. It's 8,700 total. And Israeli sources will tell you that they are insistent that the majority of those people, yes, they have some civilian casualties, and that's unfortunate. But the majority of the people are precisely the people they have targeted, which is the Hamas terrorists. The Walla news site in Israel said large-scale operations to clear the tunnels began in areas of the Gaza Strip, now under control of the IDF. A senior officer in the Southern Command told Walla, that Israeli news site, maybe at first they were able to harass us, sting us by firing from tunnel exits, but after we established control of the areas, the engineering operation started. He added, we are going to collapse the entrances and the tunnels on them. It will become a death zone. They made a mistake. They chose to be in a place they could not escape from. They will die in the tunnels. One can only say that's what they want. They say they want, we love death. We have the leading Hamas spokesman saying yesterday that we will keep doing this again and again and again, and we embrace martyrdom and we embrace death. Okay, good luck to you. Happy trails to you. Report suggested the Israeli forces had already destroyed more than 100 tunnels, not including those taken out in airstrikes since the beginning of the ground operation. This is remarkable. The tunnels have been dubbed the Gaza Metro, which is a sense of humor, and are extensive, spreading throughout the strip. The IDF also reported that the military had surrounded Gaza City and was fighting pitched battles with Hamas terrorists deep inside the center. Since the start of the war on October 7th, nearly 9,000 people have been killed in Gaza, according to the Hamas-run health ministry there. But even that Hamas-run health ministry will not say that those people are all civilians. And in fact, it may be that a minority are civilians, that a majority of the people who have been killed are exactly the people that Israel wants to kill, which are the terrorists, the fighters, the baby burners and beheaders. Israel declared war on the terror group after thousands of its fighters stormed into Israel, brutally killing 1,400 people, the vast majority of those victims civilians. The rising death toll and humanitarian situation in Gaza has led to calls for a pause in the fighting, including from U.S. President Joe Biden. The story continues that Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to be back in the region of the Middle East on Friday. Arab countries, including those allied with the U.S. and at peace with Israel, have expressed mounting unease with the war. The opening of the Rafah border crossing, allowing hundreds of foreign passport holders and wounded Palestinians to leave Gaza, followed weeks of talks among Egypt, Israel, the U.S., and Qatar, which mediates with Hamas, and they have the right to do that because they are the source of sending so much money in that direction. Coming up, a strange announcement about a new national strategy to combat Islamophobia. Who made the announcement? One of the less popular politicians in America. We'll tell you who that is coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One reality left. We are here and it is now. You get hold of that, hang on to it. You might as well be dead.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, emerged from the cocoon that she usually seems to live on to announce a new national strategy with White House authorization to combat Islamophobia. She did also cite efforts to combat anti-Semitism in this announcement. The people who record the incidents of hate crimes find that the hate crimes committed in the name of anti-Semitism is many times like 500% more common than crimes of alleged Islamophobia. This is the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, speaking about the strategy to overcome Islamophobia. Listen.
Today, we take another important step forward in our fight against hate. For years, Muslims in America and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks. As a result of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, we have seen an uptick in anti-Palestinian, anti-Arab, anti-Semitic, and Islamophobic incidents across America, including the brutal attack of a Palestinian-American woman who is Muslim and the killing of her 6-year-old son. A senseless act of violence that the Department of Justice is investigating as a hate crime. For so many people in our nation, the past few days and weeks have brought about all too familiar fears. Fears that they will be targeted, profiled, or attacked simply because of who they are, how they worship, or how they look. And so today, I am proud to announce the Biden-Harris administration will develop our nation's first national strategy to counter Islamophobia. This strategy will be a comprehensive and detailed plan to protect Muslims and those perceived to be Muslim from hate, bigotry, and violence, and to address the concern that some government policies may discriminate against Muslims. For example, the so-called Muslim ban, which President Biden revoked on our first day in office. So here's the bottom line. In America, no one should be made to fight hate alone. And in this moment, then, let us all clearly say, a harm against any one of us is a harm against all of us.
Okay, this is going on the same day that they announced they're canceling classes at Cornell University. Cornell University, one of the 8 Ivy League campuses in the country, and one of the universities in the United States with the highest percentage of Jewish students. It has about 20% of the people who are enrolled at Cornell, including at their graduate schools, fine graduate schools. They have a school of hotel management, the only graduate program that I believe exists in hotel management at a major university. In any event, at Cornell, they're canceling classes tomorrow. And instead of having any lectures or seminars, they're having big university-wide meetings on the shape of community. This is because they have now arrested a 21-year-old engineering student. Last name is Dai. He basically had sent out a number of email messages, and the police tracked them fairly easily to his computer, and he has admitted that he sent out the messages. The messages called for blowing up pig Zionists and sometimes Jewish pigs. And then he said, look for the Jewish students in your classes, then follow them home and slit their throats. This is a bit alarming. His parents said they were disturbed by his behavior before, and he was clearly depressed, which doesn't reassure anybody. And the idea that this is a real example of anti-Semitism, it seems to me, is very appropriate. It's also a real example of Islamophobia, if you want, when an elderly, not a Jewish guy at all, but somebody who is active, and I don't even know what kind of church he says he was active in, who had been renting rooms to a Palestinian-American woman and her son, and he stabbed the woman and murdered the son, stabbing him multiple times. Now, was this a work of Islamophobia? Maybe. But generally, there is a response to what people like Vice President Harris are saying by Matthew Hennessy in the Wall Street Journal. Matthew Hennessy is the journal's deputy editorial features editor. And he writes, Islamophobia is again the obsession of progressives and the media. I know many of you in the Muslim American community, the Arab American community, the Palestinian American community, and so many others are outraged. This is a statement about Islamophobia. And here we go again with Islamophobia and distrust we saw after 9/11. That's what President Biden said in his October 19th primetime address. The Council on American Islamic Relations says it has received complaints from Muslims facing a hostile work environment caused by employers' Islamophobic and anti-Palestinian messaging. And Hennessy writes in the journal, Horse Feathers, Islamophobia isn't real. I defy anyone to prove its existence. Same goes for homophobia, transphobia, and xenophobia. These political phobias are all fictions. They're all cynically potent neologisms that are designed to equate conservatism with mental illness. The difficulty here comes in the most direct answer is, well, how do you combat Islamophobia? And the most potent thing to do is not to endorse terrorism. You are generating what people call Islamophobia if you march around calling for the destruction of Israel. In other words, you could say that anti-Semitism causes Islamophobia because it identifies people with a murderous ideology, which no one can justify. When someone is saying that, we believe that it is a holy and religious mission to go out and kill Jews, is it right that some Jewish people and some people who are not Muslim might feel some fear about that? And Hennessy talks about a difference between an insane obsession with one group and a legitimate fear of some of the extremists in that group. What about extreme isolationism and its dangers to the Republican Party? We'll be talking about that with George Will.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The importance of investing in rural America was on President Biden's mind yesterday. He was visiting Minnesota, emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas. Two House Republicans have decided not to run for re-election. Texas Congresswoman Kay Granger, a House member since 1997, and Colorado Congressman Ken Buck both revealed yesterday they will not be running in 2024. Toyota recalling more than 1 million of its cars. The company announced a recall of certain RAV4s from model years 2013 to 2018. Toyota said there's an issue with the car's replacement batteries, which can spark a fire. The company said it is working on a solution. Corey Myers, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, is isolationism a real and vibrant danger to the Republican Party and its future, and to the United States in general? That is the profound question that is raised in the most recent column by the great George Will. George Will, Pulitzer Prize winner, twice weekly column on politics and domestic and foreign affairs that is necessary reading. His latest book, American Happiness and Its Discontents, it's posted on our website, michaelmedved.com. George Will, you headline your column in the Washington Post most recently and around the country and around the world, Surging GOP Isolationism is a Dreadful Development in a Dangerous Time. And the main concern at the moment appears to be the desire to cut off aid to Ukraine and the impact that would have on Ukraine's struggle for survival. But that's not all that you're writing about or concerned about when it comes to isolationism, is it?
No, it's not. Look, isolationism is a human tendency. People would rather be left alone and not have to worry about people far away. Isolationism is a Republican tendency, in part because the Midwest and great swaths of this country that became more or less Republican were settled by Scandinavians and Germans who came here to get away from there. They came here to get broad oceans between us and the other world's conflicts. Which means that to combat isolationism requires leadership. It requires telling people things they'd rather not hear and don't want to believe but happen to be true. And that's why what is so dangerous is to listen to people pandering to the, as I say, the reflexive natural isolationism of people, rather than telling them that we have a stake beyond our shores. It's been a long time. Before intercontinental missiles, before bombers, before aircraft carriers, when we could say we had broad oceans that were moats protecting us from dangers. No longer.
Well, you say that right now is the most dangerous U.S. moment since World War II, more menacing than the October 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. And why is today even more danger than that moment when people were worried about a nuclear exchange that could blow up the whole world?
They were rightly worried about it, and it was a terrible danger. But the danger then was one peer, near-peer adversary, Russia, with a nuclear arsenal, but a markedly inferior nuclear arsenal to ours, and an erratic but one not paranoid leader, not demonstrably constantly reckless leader in Nikita Khrushchev. Today we have Iran. We have the opaque, neurotic regime of North Korea. We have Russia, where God knows what resentments and status anxieties Mr. Putin is working out. And, of course, we have China, who is just watching all this, having conducted the largest, most rapid military expansion in the history of the world. And all such military expansions in prior history have ended in war.
So people on the isolationist side of things would say there's really nothing we can do about these things. The best thing is to allow these malevolent powers around the world, North Korea and China and Iran and Russia, allow them all to gang up on one another and to fight one another, and meanwhile we will keep our noses clean and stay out of it. What's wrong with that logic?
What is wrong with that logic today is what was wrong with it in the late 1930s when Robert Taft and other leaders of American isolationist impulse said, we really can't material affect what goes on in Europe. Oh, yes, we can. And oh, yes, we eventually had to. And oh, yes, we did. If we say China can take Taiwan, Japan will be watching, the Philippines will be watching, Indonesia will be watching, South Korea will be watching, Vietnam and India will be watching, and all the security arrangements, the collective security arrangements, including AUKUS, the Australian, United Kingdom, and U.S. arrangement to expand the submarine capacity of Australia, all of that will unravel because they will say the United States is no longer a strategic partner in our collective security. And if you think we can allow the most vital trading waters in the South China Sea and elsewhere to be controlled by China, then you don't understand that something like 70% of, by value and by weight, of global trade goes through those waters. And I don't really think it's in our interest to cede control of those waters to a professedly contemptuous regime that despises the United States.
You have a profoundly important quote that you cite from Robert Taft, the isolationist Republican leader. He was known at one point as Mr. Republican or Mr. Conservative. And Taft said in early 1940, after the war had already begun, that it would be a great mistake for us to participate in the European war. I believe we could materially affect the outcome. Well, we affected the outcome most by sending literally hundreds of thousands of troops to Europe. Is there a way we can affect the outcome of the looming conflicts today, short of the involvement of American boots-on-the-ground personnel?
Indeed, there is. The way to avoid sending American boys and women into conflicts is to make sure that those who are willing, as the Ukrainians so spectacularly are, to sacrifice their own blood for their own liberty, is to give them the means for doing so. As Churchill said to Franklin Roosevelt when they were trying to get Lend-Lease, give us the tools, we will finish the job. We gave them the tools, and we stayed out of the war as long as we possibly could. We were blown into the war by Pearl Harbor, and a few days, about 4 days later, Hitler rather absentmindedly declared war on us. If he had not done that, it would have been very difficult to get the American public to go along with anything other than an Asia First policy of vengeance against Japan. So Hitler's great blunder solved the great political problem that Franklin Roosevelt had. during the late 1930s, probably 80% of the American people were more or less isolationist. And they had to be talked out of it. And they had to be maneuvered out of it by the guilefulness at times and the let's concede, lack of candor on the part of Franklin Roosevelt. But that was leadership at a moment of when democracy was experiencing its maximum danger.
Do you think that President Biden is capable of exercising that kind of leadership?
Well, it's very hard to be capable to exercise the kind of leadership that Roosevelt had. He was a political genius, and Biden is not. I must say this. I'm hardly a fan of the Biden presidency, but I think that on the biggest issue today, which is Ukraine, Biden and Secretary of State Blinken, their policy has been basically as much as they need for as long as they need it. And I think that's exactly the policy we ought to have.
Do you also believe that they have been handling the situation of Israel versus Hamas effectively?
I think his instincts are right. He has to understand he's walking a tightrope. He has an anti-Israel faction in his own party, and he has to say to the Israelis, do what you can to mitigate the severity and the civilian cost of doing what you must do, which is you can no longer live next to Gaza when it is run by predatory sadists.
Satanic sadists and terrorists. George Will, his most recent column, truly a must-read. And if you have friends who are leaning isolationist, make sure they read it. It's posted at our website, michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends, Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Michael Medved Show. I'm so proud to have George Will on our show, speaking the truth in such an effective and important manner at a moment of so much peril and challenge that we're facing in this country. There's one thing that is utterly fascinating about his column that I didn't know. Is that in July of 1949, at the end of the war, when Joseph Stalin was still in power in Russia and threatening all of Europe, the Senate voted to approve NATO membership. And the vote was not close. It was 83 to 13. Majority of Republicans, majority of Democrats, majority of everybody, majority of the country was in favor of the United States allying ourselves with Britain and France, our wartime allies, and so many other nations in Europe for the protection of Europe and the avoidance of another devastating European war. Who was opposed, those 13 people who were opposed to NATO membership? Well, they were led by Robert Taft, the senator from Ohio. And he decided that he felt so strongly about not being part of NATO and of maintaining an isolationist posture. And he disagreed with a lot of his fellow Republicans, like the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee under the during the brief Republican interregnum when they had control of the Senate, was Arthur Vandenberg of Michigan, who was one of those people who used to be an isolationist, but then he saw the world changing and he changed and became a crucial supporter for President Truman in building the Atlantic Alliance. In any event, what George Will brings up in his column, and it's so important, is that Taft's no vote on NATO, combined with his quest for the Republican 1952 nomination for president, where he was heavily favored to actually win that nomination, that provoked Dwight D. Eisenhower, the Supreme Commander of NATO, from 1951 to 1952, into entering the race as President of the United States. And George Will writes, this brought the Republican Party into the bipartisan, internationalist foreign policy that won the Cold War. And winning the Cold War and defeating the evil empire, the Soviet Union, evil empires designed by a great Republican president named Reagan. That, along with holding the Union together and ridding the country of slavery and supporting the advance of civil rights by the Supreme Court and by the Congress of the United States, where Republican support was crucial, all of that, these are proud achievements of our party. And they are achievements that have to be embraced, not spurned. Meanwhile, speaking of spurning achievements of internationalism, President Biden is doing some campaigning in places like Minnesota right now. And during a speech he was giving about agricultural issues earlier today, there is a woman who claims that she is a rabbi. Apparently, I looked her up. She has a accreditation from the very small Reconstructionist movement in Judaism. In any event, her name is Jessica Rosenberg. She interrupted President Biden, and it sounded like this. This is clip 10.
Mr. President, if you care about Jewish people, as a rabbi, I need you to call for a ceasefire right now.
I'm a rabbi, and I'm here to call for a ceasefire right now. And this has become an issue. It turns out she is a member of Jewish Voice for Peace, which is that same dubiously Jewish organization that led that raid on the Capitol building, one of the House office buildings a couple of days ago, and chanted and took it over and did everything they could to try to resemble the obnoxious raid on the Capitol building on January 6th. And again, President Biden responded with comments that are not heard on camera about a pause in the military operations that are going on in Gaza right now. This is a CBS report on whether or not he did call for a ceasefire in Gaza in his answer. It's complicated. Listen, this is clip 17.
Mr. Biden said he thinks there should be a pause in attacks to get prisoners out. The president added that he already convinced Prime Minister Netanyahu to a temporary ceasefire in one area of Gaza that lasted for a few hours last week in order to allow a mother and a daughter from Illinois to get to safety after Hamas released them from captivity. In public, President Biden and his top advisors have been careful to say that the U.S. will not dictate how the Israelis carry out their military operations. So, Tony, today's development is a significant one.
That is a significant one, regardless of what exactly he said. Just hours after President Biden talked about convincing Netanyahu to call for a temporary and brief ceasefire, spokesman John Kirby walked it back. Listen, this is clip 16.
This might be repeating something, but I just want to be fully clear that so when the president said last night that he convinced Prime Minister Netanyahu to do a ceasefire, he was referring to the two Americans that got out. But Israel has never acknowledged that they paused. So can you give us a better understanding of what exactly was paused? And if the understanding is that for every sort of hostage release, there would be a pause.
I'm not going to go into more detail than what we've already put out there publicly. We were able to help negotiate the release of those two Americans, and that's a good thing. And in order to be able to get folks out, you got to make sure they can do it safely. And that's what the president was referring to.
Okay, I think that's clear enough. A spokesman for the IDF, I believe he's Admiral Daniel Hagari, said that A ceasefire with Hamas is not on the table at all. No, according to him, the IDF will act with deeds and not words. Earlier, the White House said it was exploring the idea of pauses in the Israel-Hamas conflict to help civilians in Gaza and is working with Israel to minimize casualties, as per National Security spokesperson John Kirby. Concerning this, Jessica Rosenberg, as she is known, I think there's some gender issues going on here. The photograph that has circulated of her, she has a beard. a very notable little reddish beard and an unusual hairdo. One of the things that should be she should be willing to do, of course, is since she is demonstrating on behalf of a ceasefire in Gaza, why not demonstrate to the other side? Why not go over to Gaza City or maybe to southern Gaza, which is where people are more congregated, and demonstrate there? The answer, she probably wouldn't be heard very well or last very long. This is all extraordinary. The email came in from Tennessee it's from Terry in Washington State, but we will get to that in a moment. It has to do with how did biblical prophecy come true in terms of the rebirth of the modern state of Israel. We will deal with that and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.